everybody. It is great to be back with you all again here on Backlash Radio, powered by PFO Media Group. It is always a pleasure to be with you all, and we've got an extraordinary show for you here as we're coming to you live from Surfside, California. I'm looking out at Catalina Island, and I can also see out toward the local oil rigs there off Surfside, which is located next to Long Beach and Huntington Beach. So I'm looking out there, and I can only envision just huge schools of yellowtail frolicking around, because this year, 2015, has already established itself as one of the best yellowtail years we've ever seen. And the local buy right now is just absolutely mind-boggling. And we're seeing yellowtail now spread over a wide, wide area. We're hearing of yellows being caught today in the Channel Islands. Aaron Villarreal will be joining us from Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard to tell us more about that. Then we'll check in with John Woodrum in the Pursuit out of 22nd Street Landing, who's having a phenomenal day right now as we're going on air. Don Ashley at Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach will talk about just how good this bite is and put it into perspective. Donnie, of course, has been fishing for over six decades here in Southern California, so he's a guy that can really let us know how good this bite is. Mitch Christensen, the captain of the Southern Cal, has been red hot for a month now, catching yellowtail ever since he returned back from Alaska. He's headed in right now. We're going to try to hook up with him and get an interview about another phenomenal day of local yellowtail fishing for giant yellowtail. And last night, I also was fortunate enough to take part and MC a really special evening where a bunch of great firefighters, Andy Ruiz and several others, including Dave Marino, they all got together to raise money for a fellow firefighter who was really severely injured. And they did it by all going fishing. And they raised an incredible amount of money, and you'll hear about that from Dave and several others here on the show. It is a great show that we have planned for you with some wonderful fishing. We'll take a quick break and be back with all of that and a lot more right here on Backlash Radio. If you and your group are looking for a couple of great sport fishing vessels to charter, look no further than Gale Force and Triton Sport Fishing, located at L.A. Waterfront Sport Fishing in beautiful San Pedro, California. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a novice or an expert fisherman. You're going to enjoy what Triton and Gale Force Sport Fishing have to offer. If you're a novice angler, they'll take you right through it. They'll teach you how to tie your hooks, how to hook a fish, and how to have a wonderful experience on the water. And if you're an expert fisherman, well, these captains know how to put you right smack dab in the middle of some of the best sport fishing you'll ever experience. Catalina Island, the local waters, and even offshore tuna could be in your future. And besides personal charters, they also offer some great open party trips there with Gale Force Sport Fishing and Triton Sport Fishing. More information, you can go to their website at Gale Force Sport Fishing. That's G-A-I-L for Sport Fishing. .com, or call Captain Ryan on his cell at 310-844-3814. Get on the Triton and the Gale Force now. I just love fishing on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. You've been listening to me for over 30 years now, so you know when I tell you something from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. And I could not recommend a boat with more enthusiasm than I do for the Pacific Islander. Their crew, starting with Captain Steve Virtue, have elevated customer service to a high level, higher than I've ever seen before. Laura's hamburgers are to die for. And the Channel Islands, my God, giant halibut, great white sea bass fishing, and some of the best rock fishing you'll encounter anywhere. It is such a pleasure to fish on the Pacific Islander. And if you're a novice, it is the perfect boat for you. If you're an expert, you're going to love it. Go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com or give them a call at 805-382-1612. You know, the fishing is not going to get any better than it is here in 2015. And 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California can make your sport fishing dreams come true. Catch that giant yellowtail, big halibut, and so much more. Barracuda bass, on the great boats out of 22nd Street Landing. The Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, the Fortune, the Ultra, and the Shoreliner Whale Watching Nature Cruises. 22nd Street Landing has it all for you. You can fish the islands, offshore tuna, locally, twilight trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, and you're never going to find a year where fishing is better than 2015. Give them a call down there at 22nd Street Landing today at 310-832-8304 or visit them at www.22ndstreet.com. You know something? Talk about the perfect location. Helgren Sport Fishing in Oceanside, California. They can go south into Mexican waters. They can head out to San Clemente Island. There's so many banks nearby loaded with tuna and yellowtail this year. And they've got it all. They've got the Sea Trek, the Oceanside 95, and the Electra. Half, three-quarter day trips, full-day trips, multi-day trips, twilight fishing. They have it all. You want to go on a whale watch trip, catch sharks, go on a harbor coastal cruise excursion. Helgren's in Oceanside can make it happen. And the captains and crews on the boat have elevated customer service to a very high level. If you're a novice or expert angler, you're going to love Helgren's Oceanside Sport Fishing. They are perfectly located to make sure you get out and catch lots of fish. Go to HelgrensSportFishing.com today and get out on one of their fine boats. Hey, it is time to jump over and talk to a really good friend of mine, Dave Marino, and I spent a lovely evening with him last night. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for the invite. Glad to hear your voice, Phil. You sound different on radio, though.
Well, I hope I sound better because some people say in person they feel like running in the other direction. I've got to tell you, well, first of all, before I get into what an emotional evening that was for me last evening, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and tell us a little bit about what that evening and day was all about yesterday.
Well, what we got to enjoy together was Firefighters Quest for Burn Survivors. It was a fundraiser that a couple of LA City firefighters, mainly Andy Ruiz, got together and decided, how can I help this foundation? And he pulled together yesterday, for instance, about 135 guys from the fire department, from LA City, Pasadena, Glendale County, and they raised over $10,000 for this Firefighters Quest Foundation, the Burn Survivors Foundation.
And most of that money went to Pete Dern. His mother was there last night, and I have to tell you, that was an emotional time for me to hear her talking about her son, to hear her talking about her love for her son, and then to embrace all of you guys who came together to make this incredible evening and fundraising event a reality. It was really touching, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of support for this, you know, Fresno man. He's a captain for Fresno Fire Department, and as you said, his name was Pete Dern. And, you know, he got burned back on March 29, about 65% of his body. They weren't even sure he was going to make it. And he's pulled out of it, and he's doing pretty good, but he's going to be in for a long haul of probably, you know, 3 to 5 years of surgeries, and it's going to really affect his life for a long time to come.
Dave, it really underscores how dangerous and how precarious your lives are when you are firefighters, right?
Well, it does. It kind of brings it down to reality. I mean, this whole organization, Firefighters for Quest, was started way back in 96, 97. I think this is the 19th year when we had firefighter burn Bill Jensen. And then his cohorts realized when they're standing there holding his hand in the hospital, and he had about 5% chance of living. And they realized that looking around at all the other patients, these other patients have no support systems. And so it was through the strong efforts of a guy by the name of Tom Probst, P-R-O-P-S-T. He really loved this guy, Bill Jensen, who's a great guy. And Bill Jensen today is probably one of the leading volunteers that supports this organization. And they do this for civilians, firefighters. They don't care. If you need help, they're there for them to help you.
And how great is it to combine your love of fishing with this kind of a great event? I mean, that is really super, isn't it?
It is. We have a good time. Unfortunately, I wish we had gotten more fish, but, you know, that's not what it's all about on this particular trip. This is all about bringing the guys together, recognizing that one of ours is in need of some assistance and being able to pull together for them.
Very humbling for me to stand up there last night and emcee the event. Humbling because, to be perfectly honest with you, I've been so blessed in my life. I don't have to do anything that's really all that dangerous. And to be surrounded by so many guys who day after day lay their lives on the line. And then that combination of that combined with all that love that was in that room last night and just being there to do something for a fellow firefighter as well as other people that are burn victims. In this case last night, it was mostly for Pete, but as well as for everybody else, it was really a special evening for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a pretty amazing opportunity to come together and do something for other people. You know, we always can't be in that location, and obviously, Fresno Fire Department is quite a bit north of LA City Fire. But being able to put some bucks in that family's pockets and maybe be there for the moral support, I mean, they've had marches and everything. It's impressive to be able to pull together. And we all recognize that tomorrow it might be me that gets injured. You just don't know. I've been doing this for 35-plus years, and the corner could turn any minute.
And how about that Andy Ruiz? Andy, I met several years ago. I love the guy. His family is so wonderful. He has such a loving family. And it's no great surprise to me that he does what he does. He's attracted to a profession where you're giving back all the time. And then surrounded by so many great guys like yourself and so many of the guys I look forward to seeing every single year when I go back. I mean, what a special guy Andy Ruiz is.
Yeah, Andy's a captain, too, with LA City Fire. And like I said, this is the 15th year in a row he's put this thing on through thick and thin when it comes to the economy. I mean, he's been able to pull together two, three, four boats out there and just load them to the gills. And, it's been raising a lot of money over the years. And like I said, I think we raised well over 10 grand just last night. And I'm sure that's not even the final tally whatsoever after the raffle we had. Wonderful gifts. The boat owners definitely need to be recognized in a much more glamorous way, only to recognize the fact that they are taking a cut in pay for their entire boat just to allow us to make more money for this association or for this fundraiser, the Firefighters Quest Foundation.
Yeah, and the guys down there at Berth 55 provide the food and the venue free. They're great guys, the Mahara brothers, I believe.
Yes, absolutely they are. They everybody seems to go out of the way for this, and this entire thing is run by volunteers. So that's just another, it's a tribute to how much is put back. And like I said, Bill Jensen, where this all started back because of him, he is the leader of the pack when it comes to volunteers, and yet he wasn't even projected to stay alive. So it's my worst day will never be near what these folks have passed and lived through. So I'm very fortunate as well with my family. And Andy, I don't have enough to say about Andy. His family, they're behind him all the way. I don't know how he has time for him with all he does for the job and for the guys and gals of the fire department. He does a hell of a job.
Well put, Dave. And perhaps the least important part of this whole thing, but we still want to know who won the fish off.
No, I don't want to talk about that. Pasadena, they got it. They deserved it. It's all good. To pass that trophy around year to year is always a pleasure. It's a good deal. They did a real good job, brought in a couple of big yellowtails in, I think, the 28-pound range. So they did a really good job.
And it's kind of like the Stanley Cup, isn't it? I mean, every year somebody else is hoisting the cup at the Firefighters Fish Off.
Yeah, you know it. You're always trying to buy that next great lure that's going to pull in the big one.
Hey, and you also, when we show up, you allow us to raise some funds for a couple of little girls in Costa Rica very kindly, because really the evening is about firefighters and everything else, but you allow us to do that, and you're always right there to donate some money to two little girls in Costa Rica. We fund their education, their housing, their food, everything, and this every year helps us to do that. The girls had fallen behind in their tuitions again, and last night we were able to raise enough money to send down to Costa Rica and take care of that. Their father died of brain cancer. Two remarkable little girls who continue to get straight A's in their grades and just really want an opportunity to go to school, and you guys recognize that. So you're touching so many lives, and you're touching them across the borders into another whole area in Central America. I just can't say enough about that.
Yeah, it was a nice little extra little thing we did, I think, what you brought to the table and the young ladies you brought with us that were able to speak about what these folks are going through. You're touching at the strings of the hearts of all the firefighters who, that's what we do, is reach out and help. I mean, we can't do it to touch you. We'll do it any other way we can.
Yeah, and the raffle, for some strange reason, we made a little more money last night. I think adding Tatiana and Jessica really helped. The fat bald guy that walks around and asks for some help doesn't work that well all the time.
Well, you'll figure that one out.
Dave, listen, if people, and for the people who did not attend and who were not able to attend and they really missed a beautiful evening, if they wanted to donate to Pete or to the Quest Burn Unit Survivor Fund, is there a way for them to do that now?
Yeah, there's two different websites there. You can more than welcome to go to and visit. They'll see the pictures, I'm sure, and within a week, all the pictures from yesterday will be up there as well. Firefighters Quest for Burn Survivors, that would be one of them. That is the main association. And then the second one would be the firefamilyfoundation.org.
Dave, I got to tell you, I look forward to seeing you every single year, and now more than ever. We made a nice connection last night. I know we've seen each other in years gone by, but you were a huge help.
Absolutely.
There, getting me organized at the raffle. And by the way, it was great to see you take home all those great prizes for that little raffle we did for the girls. So I'm glad to have seen that. And it was just really nice spending time with you and a lot of great people last night for a really wonderful cause.
Well, I can say the same. I appreciate the heck out of it. It was a lot of fun. It's nice to have you in our pocket like this, and you come out and support us on a regular basis. Have you been doing it the full 19 years? I've been meaning to ask you that.
No, I don't know. I think I was trying to think how many years now. Probably like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Okay. But, well, you got a few to go then to catch up.
I do, and I intend to do just that, Dave.
All right, good, good, good to hear. Well, just to let you know, there's one fundraiser that a lot of other people might be interested in. It's the Burn Ride coming up for Quest, and it'll be in October. It's October 3rd, I believe, starts out of the Sagebrush. So if you go to the website, you'll start seeing these different events that are available to support.
All right. Hey, always a pleasure to see you, my friend, and I can't thank you enough for making time to be on with us here today.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thanks again for your support, and say hi to your folks out there.
Hey, let's head on out to the Southern Cal and talk to Captain Mitch Christensen, who has been having some spectacular fishing here recently. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil. Doing good. Can't get any better at this point.
Well, and you're not kidding, because this has to be one of the most remarkable yellowtail bites that I have ever been witness to in over 50 years. This local yellowtail bite is significant and special on so many different levels. First of all, how did you do this morning?
We ended up with 68 yellowtail. That's pretty much what we could count. 68 yellowtail. We didn't really go digging in the bags, but we're going with 68 yellowtail for the morning trip.
And this is following a day when yesterday you had how many yellowtail?
We had 84 yesterday.
Okay, so this doesn't even tell the tale, no pun intended, because these are really big fish, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're 15 to 32 pounds. I mean, the biggest one I've seen is 32 pounds this year, but that was weighed on the scale. So 15 to 32 pounds, it doesn't get any bigger.
No, it doesn't. All right, so describe to all of our listeners what it is you see when you get to the grounds. Do you see anything at all? Are they sonar fish? Do you see them up on the surface? What is it that you see?
Every day is different, but it has been on the sonar. A lot of today was all on sonar. Days before it was all on bird schools, but it's kind of all on the sonar now, which we like a lot, because not a lot of the little boats have the sonar, so we can get on them first now.
Excellent. That is good news. And the preferred method in taking these fish, talk to me about tackle, and talk to me how important it is to be properly prepared for this bite.
I would go nothing less than 30 or 40-pound fluorocarbon, nothing less than that, a yo-yo iron, a dropper loop, or you could use fish a half-ounce sliding sinker, and all 2.0 to 3.0 size hooks.
Excellent. Have you ever seen a bite this good before in all your years? Honestly, have you? I mean, every other week somebody's saying this is the best bite that they've ever seen, but you're a guy who doesn't exaggerate, and I just am curious, have you ever seen it this good locally before?
I have never seen it. I've been on this boat, the Southern Cal, for 17 years now. I've had my license for 6, and I have never I'm seeing any type of yellowtail fishing like this. Out of Long Beach, that is. I'm sure those guys down there, San Diego and all that stuff, they might have seen stuff like this. But for us up here and the quality and the amount that we see on the machines, I have never, ever seen it in my life.
And, you know, Don Ashley, you talk about a guy who's been in the business a long time. He makes you and I look like spring chickens, for God's sakes. He says the same thing. He says he's never seen anything like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know Don, though. He just goes on and talks and talks and talks. But, yeah, some of the stuff, you got to believe him.
I'll have to have him on right after this interview. Then we can get you two in a verbal fist fight. Hey, is there any end in sight? I mean, are you seeing as much fish as you saw from the very beginning? Does it still look good to you?
I think we're seeing more and more, actually. I think more and more are showing up. I mean, I don't know how many more need to show up, but it seems like more and more are showing up. And if they stick around, which I don't see any reason why they would leave, we could be catching them for months.
Do anglers hook these things all around the boat, or is it a bite that's principally back in the stern, or are guys hooking them up in the bow? Are they all over the boat when you're getting bit?
When we get on a school fill, we bend the whole entire boat. I mean, we had 50-something people here today, and at times we had 30 to 40 fish going, and you can only imagine how many fish we lost. I mean, we could have been up over 100 fish if we would have landed all the ones that we hooked. But, I mean, hooking that many at once is just, it's chaotic. So, I mean, you've been the whole boat.
That is something else. How do you manage that? It must be just, it's got to be out of control.
It is pretty out of control. You just get in on it, and you just go for the first hookup that you see, and then work your way up or down or however you want to do it.
Oh, that is something else. On the one hand, like you say, it's chaotic. On the other hand, it's pretty darn cool too, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
All right. And, you know, for everybody, in case there's some new listeners to the show and they don't realize that you're on a half-day run, that is the reality here. You're catching fish that somebody who would jump on a five-day trip and go down 300 miles to Cedros Island down out of San Diego would be happy to catch. You're catching those on a half-day fish. Let's be perfectly candid about this.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying. I mean, especially the last couple of days with all the muddy, hot, muggy weather, we're just calling it Cedros. Long Beach is the new Cedros.
Oh, you're so right about that. I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but any iron fish? I love fishing the yo-yo. You can fish 60-pound. Do you catch any on the yo-yo?
Yeah, definitely the yo-yo iron is working today. I don't really like guys fishing the surface iron right now. There's too many people. It kind of gets dangerous. But the yo-yo iron definitely got bit today for sure.
And there's no reason to fish any light. I mean, you can fish 40 if you want, but bump it up to 60 and have half a chance with these things, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, on the yo-yo iron, 60 pounds, nothing lighter than that. That's what I recommend.
All right. Anything else? I mean, are you seeing any other crazy stuff out there? Red crabs, any mako sharks, anything else that we need to be made aware of? I guess you got your hands full with so many yellows and so much chaos and so much great fishing. Maybe you don't even get a chance to notice, but are you seeing anything other than that?
It just looks really lively, you know. I mean, everything looks really lively, but I'm not going to be complete until we catch an OPA. So when I catch an OPA, then I'll be happy.
All right. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. Southern Cal, let us know your schedule and how we can book and get out there with you.
7 days a week, double half day, 6:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., we'll be fishing yellowtail every day while these things are around, which, like I said, I don't think they're going anywhere. And also Friday and Saturday night twilight, bass fishing's been pretty darn good, too, on those trips.
Mitch, really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. If you're not running the boat looking for fish or cleaning fish for people or schmoozing people and making sure they're having a really good time, you're taking time to do an interview with me, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime, Phil, anytime.
Sure.
If you and your group are looking for a couple of great sport fishing vessels to charter, look no further than Gale Force and Triton Sport Fishing, located at L.A. Waterfront Sport Fishing in beautiful San Pedro, California. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a novice or an expert fisherman. You're going to enjoy what Triton and Gale Force Sport Fishing have to offer. If you're a novice angler, they'll take you right through it. They'll teach you how to tie your hooks, how to hook a fish, and how to have a wonderful experience on the water. And if you're an expert fisherman, well, these captains know how to put you right smack dab in the middle of some of the best sport fishing you'll ever experience. Catalina Island, the local waters, and even offshore tuna could be in your future. And besides personal charters, they also offer some great open party trips there with Gale Force Sport Fishing and Triton Sport Fishing. More information, you can go to their website at Gale Force Sport Fishing. That's G-A-I-L Force Sport Fishing.com or call Captain Ryan on his cell at 310-844-3814. Get on the Triton and the Gale Force now. I just love fishing on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. You've been listening to me for over 30 years now, so you know when I tell you something from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. And I could not recommend a boat with more enthusiasm than I do for the Pacific Islander. Their crew, starting with Captain Steve Virtue, have elevated customer service to a high level, higher than I've ever seen before. Laura's hamburgers are to die for. And the Channel Islands, my God, giant halibut, great white sea bass fishing, and some of the best rock fishing you'll encounter anywhere. It is such a pleasure to fish on the Pacific Islander. And if you're a novice, it is the perfect boat for you. If you're an expert, you're going to love it. Go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com or give them a call at 805-382-1612. You know, the fishing is not going to get any better than it is here in 2015. And 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California can make your sport fishing dreams come true. Catch that giant yellowtail, big halibut, and so much more. Barracuda bass on the great boats out of 22nd Street Landing. The Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, the Fortune, the Ultra, and the Shoreliner Whale Watching Nature Cruises. 22nd Street Landing has it all for you. You can fish the islands, offshore tuna, locally, twilight trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, and you're never going to find a year where fishing is better than 2015. Give them a call down there at 22nd Street Landing today at 310-832-8304 or visit them at www.22ndstreet.com. You know something? Talk about the perfect location. Helgren Sport Fishing in Oceanside, California. They can go south into Mexican waters. They can head out to San Clemente Island. There's so many banks nearby loaded with tuna and yellowtail this year. And they've got it all. They've got the Sea Trek, the Oceanside 95, and the Electra. Half, three-quarter day trips, full day trips, multi-day trips, twilight fishing. They have it all. You want to go on a whale watch trip, catch sharks, go on a harbor coastal cruise excursion. Helgren's and Oceanside can make it happen. And the captains and crews on the boat have elevated customer service to a very high level. If you're a novice or expert angler, you're going to love Helgren's Oceanside Sport Fishing. They are perfectly located to make sure you get out and catch lots of fish. Go to HelgrensSportFishing.com today and get out on one of their fine boats. Time to head over to Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach, California. We just talked to Mitch Christensen from the Southern Cal and got his bird's eye view of what was going on. And now we want to go over to Don Ashley, who's been in the business for a long, long time. Donnie, how are you today?
Well, doing great. Fishing's fantastic. A little bit of strange weather, or a lot of strange weather, but plenty good enough for the fish to bite.
Yeah, and you mentioned to me that you walked down to the Southern Cal because you wanted to get a fillet for yourself. I don't blame you there. But you just, your jaw dropped when you looked at the size of the fish. It's really remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you always hear the thing like 15 to 30 pounds. So, you know, you naturally think they're mostly 15-pounders and jackpots 30. But these are all great big fat fish. You know, they got a lot of body to it, a lot of female, a lot of roe, which is fantastic eating, too. And I went down there with the idea to get a fillet, and I wanted to barbecue it tonight, and they just weigh too much fish, so got half a fillet, and still going to be too much. But it's the best half-day fishing, you know, going on for, I'm going to say, pretty much in 30 or 40 years. The last time we had big quantities of yellowtail, it was a smaller stuff. But these fishermen have been biting almost every day. Yesterday, they suicidal in the morning, and the weather got really bad in the afternoon. They didn't bite too well. But today, the weather was nice, and they killed them again. And it's a big area of fish.
And so when you say 30 or 40 years ago was the last time you remember something like that, do you really remember a bite on great big fish like this 30 or 40 years ago, or are you just kind of guessing because you can't remember the last time you've seen anything like this?
No, I can remember, but they were small fish. I'm talking like in the El Nino years in the 80s, 83, 87, and then back in the late 50s and 60s and stuff. And there was the smaller grade stuff that came up the coast. Like last year when we were just slaughtering the yellowtail and throwing a lot of them back into the kelp patties because they were too small. I mean, there was 2 and 3 and 4 pounders, some even smaller last year, and they grow fast, but this is a different school of fish. They just didn't grow another 20 pounds in a year's time. But no, this, for the quality, it's just absolutely fantastic, and I would definitely bring gear out that's geared for it, 25, 30-pound test, and big hooks. They're using beautiful sardines. Our Long Beach Bait Company's taking care of some beautiful bait, and they're biting the jigs and dropper loops, and they're biting just about anything.
Yeah, and, you know, when you mention the size of these fish, I've been beating this drum on this show all throughout the show, and you tell me if you think it's accurate or not. Guys pay a lot of money to jump on a 5-day trip or to fly to Cedros or to go through all these other hoops to catch this grade of fish, right?
Absolutely. This is the legitimate grade of the fish they're catching at Cedros, not under the kelp patties. Kelp patties, it's a lot smaller fish down there. But the guys, the friends of mine that were just at Cedros came back on Monday, Danny Salas and them. They had fish 40 pounds. His kid had a 39-pounder and, you know, just all big, beautiful fish. Not a lot of them. They didn't get the quantity that they have been, but it's, you know, still good fishing. But it's just great quality.
And we've talked to everybody, heavy line is a must in this kind of fishing, is it not?
Yeah, like I say, it's a at least 25-pound test. Again, it doesn't do you any good if you use real heavy line and a real small hook and a pinhead for bait, but they're not. They're using heavy line, big hooks, and big bait. So the line matches the hook, and you can pull on them. And they're not losing a lot of fish into the structure, like the kelp or rocks or anything, but some days the seals are a real problem. So you got to really pull on them, or you end up with just a head.
Do you see any end to this in sight? From talking to the guys, I don't hear it coming.
No. I mean, there's no reason. There's no bands of cold water anyplace. I mean, they're this time of year, they could swim right on through us and be gone tomorrow. I would not be surprised. But at the same time, they've been here for pretty steady for over 3 weeks, some days better than others. So I see nothing changing. The water's perfect. There's lots and lots of bait out there, lots of sardines, squid, and red crabs. Good conditions. They should stay here. And if they do move through, there's some other fish that'll be right behind them. It's not one little teeny spot. There's a big area of fish, and it changes from day to day over about a 5 or 6 mile wide area and a couple miles the other direction.
Donnie, as good as this local bite has been, the offshore tuna bite has not been hitting on all cylinders. And although we've been looking at a lot of fish, this isn't SeaWorld. We're supposed to be catching something, and it's been pretty tough on the tuna scene, hasn't it?
Man, not only that, it's getting tougher, which is hard to believe. I don't know, last time I looked, there was one boat out there today, and he had a kelp for 7 yellowtail and was looking at bluefin, but no biters. Another boat was there yesterday for 1 bonita. Another boat had a 2-day trip for 2 yellowfin tuna. There's a lot of coverage and stuff, and a lot of guys looking on the way down to their Cedars trips and stuff, because there's one day where they're traveling, so they're always looking. And yeah, just not finding anything, but that stuff can just pop up. I mean, for years, people would say, no albacore, no albacore, no albacore. And then the next day, they'd be on the 43 or the 60-mile bank. Somehow, they just stayed down and popped up inside of everybody.
Now, we've got a possible game changer going on here. At least, I think so. I mean, we're starting to see some squid show up at some of the islands right now. And that could kick a whole other kind of fishing into gear. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, there's definitely squid showing up each night. It's been a little better, and it's growing. It's a catch 22. It's too small for the markets, so the seiners aren't going to be catching it. And but actually, the seiners help us more than they hurt us, because you know they can catch it and give it to us where it won't float even for an underwater light or anything. So there's more of it. There's some up the upper islands, and I anticipate any day now to see some good sea bass catches. In fact, the limit changes to 3 on the 16th, so I wouldn't be surprised to see some big sea bass catches with the squid showing up.
How about San Clemente Island? A lot of yellowtail out in that neck of the woods, and the calico bass bite has been good all year long.
Yeah, San Clemente, we've had a real problem there the last 3 or 4 days, mainly just due to the weather, just crappy weather. Today the weather is laid right back down, and there's a couple boats there, and they have good yellowtail catches, and I'm not going to lie to you, they're smaller fish. Most of them are very small fish, but there's a lot of them, and the bass fishing, rock fishing has been fantastic. And so you got your choice. There's good fishing at San Clemente and good fishing at locally, and the Catalina bite was not too bad until yesterday. The weather came up, and then fishing was so good local that all the boats that were going to Catalina are staying local now for the time being. So you got your choices. Go to San Clemente and catch yellowtail and bass and rockfish, or stay local and catch your yellowtail.
And, of course, this local fishing not only going on at Pier Point, but the Enterprise with a huge day yesterday also.
Yeah, he did. He had 164 yellowtail, I think, so that was pretty fantastic fishing. And, again, they're all the bigger long-range style yellowtail. There was no rats thrown in there, no throwbacks, no shakers, nothing, just tremendous fishing. So the Enterprise, and actually the City of Long Beach, the half-day boat out in Long Beach Marina, they only had 9 people yesterday, and they caught 46 yellowtail. So it's really, really good fishing.
Hey, switching gears with you, I got to MC the Firefighters 2015 Fish Off. They raised close to $10,000 for one of their firefighters who's in real serious, serious shape. And I just wanted to thank you for all you do to make that happen every single year. All the guys had nothing but great things to say. It was really a lovely evening last night. And as usual, you're out there in the community doing a lot of good things, Donnie.
Well, they certainly deserve it. People don't give the firemen the credit they deserve. They never know. Like a policeman, never know. Get 90% boredom, and then 10% it's life or death, and they do a fantastic job. And they deserve all the recognition, and anytime I can do anything to help them, I gladly do it, and very proud of them.
All right. Hey, if anybody wants to join you at Pier Point or Marina Sport Fishing in Long Beach, what is the best way to do that?
Well, Pier Point Landing, they can call 562-983-9300, and that's for the three-quarter day boat Victory, who's catching lots of yellowtail, and the half-day boat Southern Cal and the twilight boat Southern Cal, and also for the overnight boat Tornado that's catching the yellowtail and rock and bass fish. Or they can call Long Beach Marina Sport Fishing, 562-598-6649, and that's for the three-quarter day boat Enterprise, who's just killing the yellowtail, and then the half-day boat and twilight boat be the City of Long Beach, and just good fishing for everybody. So weather's going to be beautiful this weekend. Take advantage and come on out and go fishing.
All right, for a guy who's been in this business as many years as you have been, and you have this fresh filleted yellowtail, how are you going to prepare it?
I'm going to actually throw it, because I'm lazy. I'm not going to clean my grill good enough. I'm going to throw it on a cedar plank, skin side down, and cook it. It's easy to cook. It's fun to barbecue like that. But a lot of people they're a little more fastidious than I am, and they keep their grill clean and. They can just wipe it down with butter or olive oil and throw it right on there. But mine is not quite that way. So it'll be good.
All right. Hey, good having you on as always. Have a great day, and let's keep this great yellowtail fishing going on.
All right. Good fishing to everybody.
Hey, let's go out for a special update right now. Talk to my good friend, Captain John Woodrum, who runs the Pursuit out of 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, California. John, how are you today?
Very good, Phil. Excellent weather out here today, and the fishing is even better. Very good fishing. We got fish up to 30 pounds. I think we got one fishing 30. It's very good fishing here today.
How many fish do you think you have so far? And we're talking yellowtail.
We're 50 fish on the boat right now, 50 big yellows on the boat.
Wow, that is extraordinarily good fishing. And the best way to take those fish, John, what has that been?
The best way is a fly line sardine with a little bit of a sliding egg sinker or a yo-yo jig. The yo-yo jig has been working very good. Pound test line, bring the heavy line. 15, 20, 25 pound, leave it at home. You're not going to land a fish on it. You got to have the heavy line. Oh. 30 and 40 pound test, that's what they're eating. If you use a fluorocarbon leader, amen, bring it.
All right, that sounds good. And, of course, if you're using the yo-yo iron, let's reemphasize, you can go to the really heavy stuff then, can't you? I mean, I would say
you can. I wouldn't use anything lighter than 40-pound test.
That's what I was going to say, and I like 60-pound.
Yeah, bring the heavy line, and like I said, a fluorocarbon leader, my guys can tie it on for you. If you're not sure how to tie the splice, my guys are well-equipped. They'll tie it on for you, make sure you're all set up. The scrambled egg, blue and white, green and yellow, all those are working.
John, this is one heck of a yellowtail a year, and you've been in on it from the very, very beginning. You leave every morning at 6 a.m., and that gets you into the fish and gives you a whole day to work hard and find them, doesn't it?
We're the first boat out every single morning, and the first one's on the ground.
Excellent.
You don't want, if you ain't first, you're last.
Are you seeing any end in sight to this incredible yellowtail fishing?
I think it's only going to get better. I mean, I don't know how much better it can get. I mean, this is a beautiful grade of fish. They're all trophy-sized fish. I mean, you catch one, you just stare at it for a few minutes, go, man, I can't believe I caught a fish this big.
Yeah.
They're a nice-sized grade of fish.
And, you know, some people will travel on a five-day trip or more to catch the grade of fish that you're catching here today. It really is remarkable.
Oh, these are Cedros fish. They look just like the ones you catch down at Cedros Island where they load up down there. These are Cedros Island fish right here.
God, what an opportunity. All right, so to get on the pursuit, and I'm going to let you get back down on deck. I know you're busy. You got a lot of hookups going on. To get on the pursuit, what's the best way to do it, John?
Come on down, 6 o'clock every morning. Call up, make a reservation right now. We got plenty of room. We have open bunks. If you're the first one down here, you can grab a bunk so you can get off your feet. 832-8304 is the number here at San Pedro, the 22nd Street Landing on the Pursuit.
All right, John, great job, as I say. And once again, the Pursuit, 22nd Street Landing, get on it. We'll check back with you a little later today and see how you're doing.
Thank you, Phil.
Let's head on up north to Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. Talk to a dear friend of the show, Aaron Villarreal from Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm good, Phil. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's nice of you guys to join the Yellowtail Party, and boy, did you join it in a big way. What an awesome catch the Mirage is headed home with today. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, we're honored to join that party. Mirage is out on a two-day trip. They're on their way in here in just a little bit, but, yeah, they've got around 70 Yellowtail. I guess they're about a 12-pound average. We'll post the final count for that tonight around 6 p.m. on our website. And we've got a trip leaving tonight on the Pacific Islander. If we get enough, we only need a few more people. And if he can do it, he's going to target those fish as well.
Yeah, excellent, man. That really sounds good. Now, tell me a little bit about how they're taking the fish. If you had a chance to talk to the guys on the Mirage, is there live squid available for bait? I understand that there is. And is that the principal way to take these fish?
Yeah, as we all know, you know, bait's been kind of tough this year. It's getting better. If you're going to come out on one of our overnight trips, be prepared to jig for squid. You know, if the guys can, they will scoop it. But like I said, be prepared to make bait. And that is every single trip that goes out. They will try to make bait every night or during the day even. Some of this squid they've been getting is just daytime. So just depends on what's going on. So bring your squid jig.
And for the people, and you're touching on it, but for the people that are new to the game, what does that mean, be prepared to jig for squid? Somebody's saying, well, what does that mean? Well, help us out there a little bit.
Well, on a lot of the overnight trips when we head out, the boats always look for live squid. Like I said, if they can scoop it, they'd rather do that, which means it's in abundance. But sometimes the passengers need to get up and help make bait. So you tie on your squid jig, and with any luck, we just catch them piece at a time, piece by piece.
Excellent. You know, we hammer so much about how great the rock fishing is up there for the Mirage and the Pacific Islander and the boats out of Cisco Sport Fishing, Aloha Spirit, all the guys. I hammer on it an awful lot because I'm just so impressed with the quality of the fish and everything else. But, you know, there's no denying we have sea bass and yellow bites up in the Channel Islands that are just awesome. And this is one here going on the Mirage today. And the other guys up there, they've been getting a fair shot of sea bass and more here. And I think as that squid supply increases, that should even get better and better.
Yeah, well, let's hope, you know. Yeah, I mean, the CJ Island Tack, they've been doing excellent, as they usually do, you know, getting their sea bass, some yellowtail, a couple halibut. Rockfish have been plentiful for the 6 a.m., 8 a.m. boats, Gentlemen, Speed Twin, Erna B. They go out on a limited load for rockfish. They are going to be starting surface fishing, where they'll go for a yellowtail, sea bass, calico bass, barracuda, whatever they can get their hands on. But, again, that'll be a limited load surface fishing trip. But, yeah, we have a little bit of everything up here. We're very fortunate, and, you know, we'll do our best to make it the best day possible, whatever day that is.
And you're right about that, too. And I'm not blowing smoke here, but, I mean, the customer service up there at Cisco's, you guys have taken it to an entirely different level, and I've had the pleasure of fishing on several boats up there, and it just seems to be part of the work ethic up there. It really is really nice to get up there and experience fishing out of Cisco's.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, all the guys here, all these boats, they try real hard, and, you know, we just do what we can and do our best. So if anyone likes to come up and give it a shot, give us a ring at 805-382-1612. We'll do our best to make your day the best possible it can be that day.
Aaron Villarreal, always a pleasure to hear your lovely voice. Thanks for taking time to be on with us, and I hope to see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you and your group are looking for a couple of great sport fishing vessels to charter, look no further than Gale Force and Triton Sport Fishing, located at L.A. Waterfront Sport Fishing in beautiful San Pedro, California. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a novice or an expert fisherman. You're going to enjoy what Triton and Gale Force Sport Fishing have to offer. If you're a novice angler, they'll take you right through it. They'll teach you how to tie your hooks, how to hook a fish, and how to have a wonderful experience on the water. And if you're an expert fisherman, well, these captains know how to put you right smack dab in the middle of some of the best sport fishing you'll ever experience. Catalina Island, the local waters, and even offshore tuna could be in your future. And besides personal charters, they also offer some great open party trips there with Gale Force Sport Fishing and Triton Sport Fishing. More information, you can go to their website at Gale Force Sport Fishing. That's G-A-I-L Force Sport Fishing. .com, or call Captain Ryan on his cell at 310-844-3814. Get on the Triton and the Gale Force now. I just love fishing on board the Pacific Islander out of Cisco Sport Fishing in Oxnard. You've been listening to me for over 30 years now, so you know when I tell you something from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. And I could not recommend a boat with more enthusiasm than I do for the Pacific Islander. Their crew, starting with Captain Steve Virtue, have elevated customer service to a high level, higher than I've ever seen before. Laura's hamburgers are to die for. And the Channel Islands, my God, giant halibut, great white sea bass fishing, and some of the best rock fishing you'll encounter anywhere. It is such a pleasure to fish on the Pacific Islander. And if you're a novice, it is the perfect boat for you. If you're an expert, you're going to love it. Go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com or give them a call at 805-382-1612. You know, the fishing is not going to get any better than it is here in 2015. And 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California can make your sport fishing dreams come true. Catch that giant yellowtail, big halibut, and so much more. Barracuda bass on the great boats out of 22nd Street Landing. The Freedom, the Pursuit, the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, the Fortune, the Ultra, and the Shoreliner Whale Watching Nature Cruises. 22nd Street Landing has it all for you. You can fish the islands, offshore tuna, locally, twilight trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, and you're never going to find a year where fishing is better than 2015. Give them a call down there at 22nd Street Landing today at 310-832-8304 or visit them at www.22ndstreet.com. You know something? Talk about the perfect location.
Helgren Sport Fishing in Oceanside, California. They can go south into Mexican waters. They can head out to San Clemente Island. There's so many banks nearby loaded with tuna and yellowtail this year, and they've got it all. They've got the Sea Trek, the Oceanside 95, and the Electra. Half, three-quarter day trips, full-day trips, multi-day trips, twilight fishing. They have it all. You want to go on a whale watch trip, catch sharks, go on a harbor coastal cruise excursion. Helgren's and Oceanside can make it happen. And the captains and crews on the boat have elevated customer service to a very high level. If you're a novice or expert angler, you're going to love Helgren's Oceanside Sport Fishing. They are perfectly located to make sure you get out and catch lots of fish. Go to HelgrensSportFishing.com today and get out on one of their fine boats. Just want to thank you all for being part of Backlash Radio, powered by PFO Media Group. Remind you all that we not only have English websites at www.pfomedia.com, but you can catch all the very latest in Spanish by going to www.aventurasalairelibre.com. And also our Spanish radio shows, Friday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. on AM 690. As well as Sunday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. with fishing and all kinds of great outdoor activities, all in Espanol for you. And you can listen to those archive shows at any time by going to www.aventurasalairelibre.com. And, of course, our archive shows are at www.pfomedia.com in English. Visit us on Facebook at PFO and Aventuras al Aire Libre. And have a great week. So wonderful to be with you all. We'll see you next time for another great edition of Backlash Radio.